All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode on Discali. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name's Oliver, and we're going to get started with another episode today. Sorry if I do sound a little bit out of breath. I just came from a test, so I'm dying a little bit. I'm not going to lie. But I'm really excited about today's episode. I have my friend Christine in here today to talk about it. We're just going to test out if she can hear us. Christine, how are you doing today? And can you maybe say something?
Hi. Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah,
we're perfect. That works.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Ollie. I'm so excited. Super excited for what we're going to talk about today. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into it. But before I do start off the show, I do want to acknowledge that CITR and UBC is broadcasted and live from the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. But without further ado, I feel like we should get into the album today. So Christine and I haven't wanted to do an album for a really, really long time now. I mean, I'm always telling her to come on the show, but it's like really hard to, like, you know, sometimes find an album and find the time to like talk about it. But yeah, I think Christine chose the album for this week.
Heck yeah, I did. And I'm so excited.
Yeah, I think it's honestly like maybe one of the most, arguably one of like the best composed albums, production wise, lyrically, in every sense possible. And I brought it with me today.
Oh,
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
For the audience.
I mean, they can't see it. I wish they could see it.
The audience is me.
The audience is Christine. But Christine, do you wanna maybe say the title?
Oh my God.
Who's it by?
It is Control by SZA.
Miss SZA herself.
Miss SZA.
Miss Solana.
Miss Solana.
Solana. Oh God. She has my heart, truly.
Literally one word. Like, she's one of those artists where you hear her name, chills.
Chills.
Literally no words.
Full body chills.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But yeah, so basically, if you don't know how the show works, if you're new to Discali, I run you through an album a week with a guest, sometimes, sometimes not. And we talk about the hits, their concerts, the album itself, the vinyl pressing itself, the artists, the genres, all of that, everything that has to do about music. And then halfway through the show, we're going to change notes to a discovered artist who I always think will sound similar to the one that I'm actually showing on the show. And I'll get to her later, but I'm very excited to introduce you to this artist because she's very small. She's from Canada, which is always super exciting. But yeah, let's get into like who is SZA, because I feel like everyone knows her, but sometimes they don't really know like the nips and tricks of SZA herself.
Yeah, even for me, sometimes I'm like, who is Miss Solana?
Who is Miss Solana?
She? Yeah, where does she come from?
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know about you, but like for me at least, like I think I found SZA quite late on too. Like I think I found her like maybe towards like my first year of college. But I know like for Control, like that particular album, like she released it in 2017, right? Mm-hmm. And that would be like when I was like in high school. I don't know about you, Ollie. Maybe you were like in what, kindergarten?
Oh, whoa!
I'm kidding.
The shade.
I'm kidding. It's giving cultured in kindergarten.
In 2017? No, that's a good question. I think in 2017, I was in grade 8, 9.
Okay, vibey. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, vibey. So, like, I was in high school.
Yeah.
I was, like, a little baby. I was, like,
no. I was, like, in the 10th grade. But obviously, like, I think when she's, like, this album in particular, it focuses a lot on, like, transitioning from teenage years to adulthood. So, I think if I were to listen to it when it came out, I would literally be like, this is a bop, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I totally get it.
Yeah,
but,
like,
totally
listening to it now, I'm just like, oh, my God, like, everything makes sense. You know what I mean? Because we've either been through that transition or, like, we're going through that transition.
Exactly.
But yeah, you tell me a little bit about Miss SZA, Ollie.
Miss SZA, Miss Solana. So yeah, so if we keep saying Solana and then SZA, it's because SZA's real name is Solana. And she started her musical career in 2011, which in my eyes, that's like long ago. I was 8.
I don't want to know how old I was.
I was 8. But it just comes to show you how like SZA has like been in the entertainment and in the music industry for a long time now. But I don't know if you knew this, but like I kind of did, like, you know, when you find like so TikToks, like little information. But in 2011, her boyfriend was doing merchandise for one of Kendrick Lamar's concerts.
Nice.
And so in 2011, her music was passed on to the Top Dog Entertainment under RCA Records, which is where Kendrick is.
Got you.
And she got discovered.
That's amazing.
Basically under Kendrick Lamar, which is which is crazy because like Kendrick is just like such a name now too.
I know. Yeah. But was that when Kendrick was really famous or like was he also still building his career?
I think he was still building his career. Okay. Like I think he was like starting to like put out albums that you're just like, whoa, like nowadays they're like those are classics.
That's really cool. Yeah, it goes to show too just like how to break it into the music industry as well. Like you hear so many stories of this too, of just like someone knowing somebody and then they slip them something. You know what I mean? Like, I mean like music wise. Yeah, I don't know what else.
Like honestly, they just took their shot. They took the shot, and they were just like, you know what? Yeah. Like this is SZA. She's pretty good.
Yes.
Like her production isn't exactly like you know professional production, but like imagine if she did have professional production.
That's what I'm saying.
Which like look at her now.
And also like her stage name, like to have SZA. I don't know how she came up with it. Do you know the story behind it?
I totally saw a video about it the other day because I think it came off with like a nickname that her family and friends used to call her.
SZA.
And then she just like abbreviated it to SZA.
Yeah, because it's also such. It's like those like one worded names that you just know and it's just so easy to say like SZA.
Yeah, 100%.
So easy.
I think there's definitely something with like one worded names that just makes a person like super like known. Mm-hmm. You know, like SZA. We got SZA, we got Adele.
Yeah.
You got Cher.
Yeah.
You know, like one word names that you're just like, oh, I know who they are.
And I feel like for her type of music too, at least for Control, like I feel like, you know, some artists get discovered in like big music festivals or if they go like perform somewhere. It's like that is so hard too because I feel like this particular album, if she were to debut any songs like when she was like younger, like it would be so hard to get a crowd going when you're singing something like 20 something.
I know. Like, you're like, it's a specific crowd. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Honestly, I don't think I took 20 something the way I did, which we will be playing later. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I like actually processed that song until I was 20 something.
Literally, because you wouldn't get it, right?
You don't get it. It just doesn't. You can't process it.
Yeah, you can't. And you're just kind of like, okay, SZA, next.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, SZA, like next. I mean, I will say there was no next after that because original album, it was the last song.
Until you're listening to Cricket.
Which we'll get to because like SZA took her time to release the deluxe version of Control.
But to be fair enough, I would too.
It's like you take your time.
Yeah.
Mother takes her time.
Mother SZA especially takes her time.
But SZA's first EP, which was called See SZA Run, was released back in 2012. Mm-hmm. And then her other EP, S, was released in 2013. So she was working. She was working. A busy woman during those 2 years. And it wasn't until 2014, which she released her breakthrough EP called Zed, or like, what's it called? Suburban Lager.
Got you.
The purple one.
Yeah. It'd be so funny if you heard Zed and you were like, oh my God, I love Clarity. It's a SZA.
but yeah, that was her first EP. It was like a smaller album. I think it had 10 songs.
Cool.
And it featured some people like Kendrick Lamar and Chance the Rapper.
Nice.
Which is just like, okay, like back then you were like, oh, who were they?
Who?
And now you're just like, whoa.
Yes.
You know, that's crazy.
Yes.
And then it wasn't until 2017 that she released Control. Mm-hmm. And I think Times Magazine named that the best produced album of the year, like the best album of that year.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy
for someone for so early on in their career.
Exactly.
Too?
Yeah. Yeah. And the first single on Control was actually Drew Barrymore, which will be the first song that we're going to listen to today.
Mm-hmm.
And then between the years of 2017 and 2022, she released two hit singles, which were called All the Stars in 2018.
Banger.
Yeah.
I don't know what that song does to me, but it does so many things.
I feel like a lot of people, I don't know if like they knew it because of obviously like it was part of the Black Panther soundtrack of Marvel.
Yes.
But I feel like a lot of people just like knew it as like a very like spatial universal song.
Yeah.
But like I first heard that song at the end credit scenes of the movie.
Interesting. Okay.
That's the first time I ever heard it.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. Like I was in the movie with my family and I was just like, oh, that song's like a bop.
Right? Yeah. It's like, you know, it's good when your chest starts to bop.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, this is SZA and this is Kendrick. And you're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
But that song just does something to me. I'm not going to lie.
So good. I know. Yeah. No.
And then in 2021, she released Kiss Me More with Doja Cat, which feels like not that long ago.
No.
But 2021 is 3 years ago.
Yes. I know. That song. It's just so nostalgic. I don't know how to explain it. Like, that song is
because it fell
like,
during the COVID times.
Yes.
So that, it was just everywhere.
But it's one of those songs where it's like, oh, it could be produced, like, 2 years ago or 10 years ago. Like, if you were to be like, oh, it came out in 2012, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense to me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just like, it seems like that song that you knew forever.
I feel like it also just like, it's produced in a way where it's like very pop. And like back in 2012, it's like all those pop artists were just like bopping.
I agree. Yeah. And who can complain with Miss Doja? We love Doja.
Miss Doja. I mean, they won that Grammy for best duo performance.
Which, fair enough.
Best collaboration.
Yeah.
As they should.
Yeah, they should. Yeah.
But yeah, and then SZA released the Control Deluxe with 7 new songs. Mm-hmm. On their 5 years anniversary.
Woohoo!
She made us wait. Again, she made us wait. But
edging for real, bro.
And then whoa. and then she surprised us in 2022 with SOS.
Which is also another banging album.
Like, I know. I wish we could talk about all of SZA.
I know. I'm like, but if they do the audience, if you've never listened to it, please do. It's great album.
It's just like, I just can't believe it because like this year the Grammys is with SZA's SOS album.
Yeah.
Which I hope.
Which is so deserving.
I know. It's so deserving. Yeah. I do want her to win some some prizes and some awards.
But I agree. There are some other
artists. There are some top contenders. I'm not going to lie. February 4th. Yes. I'm going to need a drink in my hand.
I understand.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah,
but exactly. I'm a SZA stan, so I'm pushing her all the way.
Fair enough.
Miss Solana.
But yeah, so that's kind of like SZA's background on how she rose to where she is now, you know, headlining places, which we'll talk about concerts later.
Yes.
Because I need to.
Yes. as an outlet.
But yeah, so that's the Control album. The Control album, again, like I said, was released in 2017 with the lead single called Drew Barrymore.
We love Drew Barrymore.
Should we play it?
Yes, please.
I think we should play Drew Barrymore.
I'm going to be bopping.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is SZA with Drew Barrymore.
Why is it so hard to accept the party is over? You came with your new friends and her mom jeans and her new Vans, and she's perfect and I hate it. Oh, so glad you made it. I'm so glad you could come back. Somebody get the tacos. Somebody spark the... Let's start the narcos off at episode one. Bring the gin, got the juice. Bring the sin, got that too. Won't you shut up? No, you're my favorite. I'm sorry, I don't shave my legs at night. I'm sorry, I'm not your baby mama. I'm sorry, you got karma coming to you. Collect your soul, get it right. Say you do, 'cause it's hard enough. You got to treat me like this. Lonely enough to let you treat me like this. Do you really love me, or just wanna love me? Yeah.
All right, welcome back. That was SZA with Drew Barrymore.
Banger.
Banger, right?
No words.
Absolutely.
Just tunes.
Gagged. Like, literally. Like, I just don't have anything to say about it. Like,
no.
Oh, the emotions just everywhere.
For the audience, Ollie's like literally crying and he can't. Like,
<I'm> like, like, picture this, Oliver in tears on the floor.
Yeah, literally tissues everywhere. I'm hugging him right now. We're sharing one mic.
But I feel like we should talk a bit about the actual, because I'm not gonna lie, when I first heard Drew Barrymore, I was like, why is it called Drew Barrymore if it had nothing to do with
me
Drew Barrymore?
Me too. But that's what I love about SZA, is that like she draws inspirations mm-hmm. from like so many things that she watches or she grows up with. Like, as in, like, you know, like for SOS, right? Like, she took a snippet from like Kill Bill, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, that is such a, like, not universal, but like, it's popular enough that people know. Mm-hmm. And like, when I was reading about, like, a long time ago, when I was reading about the message behind the song, I was like, yeah, why is it called Drew Barrymore? That's so, not niche, but I'm like, you know, like, Drew's so much older than us, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, why did you name it after her? And I guess, like, what I read, I don't know if what you read the same, but like, she kind of drew inspiration from like specific movies that Drew did,
yeah.
and how like when Drew, like those roles that she played were like very like outcasted roles or very like, you know, oddball roles, mm-hmm. and like obviously Control is an album that she like was exploring herself, right? And like, there's just so much like development there, I mm-hmm. think. So I think like for her to name it Drew Barrymore, to me now it makes sense, but it's very contextual.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm trying
you
to say?
You got another context of
yeah
it.
Which is like, but like the lyrics in itself, like that's when you know a song is very good. It's like you don't really need to know Drew mm-hmm. Barrymore to understand the message behind her song, but like I think with context of like those roles that Drew plays, like you're like, oh, that makes so much sense. Yeah,
it hits a little bit deeper.
It does. Yeah,
but like, yeah, like you mentioned and like you touched, like Drew Barrymore is a very vulnerable song. I mean, very. The entire song itself talks about trying to be perfect and facing mm-hmm. insecurities. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she pulls through inspiration of Drew's roles that mm-hmm. she's had throughout her lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of the lyrics in it too. I mean, there was that one part where she was saying like, why does it bother you that I don't shave my legs? You know,
exactly.
things like that. It's like she's going against the norms that, you know, mm-hmm. are put out there into society. And mm-hmm. being able to write that into a song and make it a
yeah.
banger.
Even the chorus in itself, like, it always has me on like a chokehold, because I'm like, oh my god, like here you are like being so vulnerable, like mm-hmm. wanting somebody and that person doesn't reciprocate or like doesn't even give you a time of day. And I feel like that in itself, it's like every single person can relate to that at one point in their lives, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Regardless of like you're like, you know, hopefully not a child, but like in your teenage years, adulthood, it's like you understand that concept yeah. completely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's also like musically so beautiful.
Yeah,
you know,
the melody,
the way it like flows, you're just like, oh my god, like if you were just to tune out the lyrics, you would probably think this is some sort of like, I don't know, little salsa, not salsa, I'm dumb, like, you know what I mean, like slow dance kind yeah. of vibe. But yeah, it's like once you tune into the lyrics, you realize that like, wow, she's speaking from a very vulnerable mm-hmm. place. And like, I think it reached the right audience too with this song. Like, as mm-hmm. you said, like this is like, I would say the song is quite popular, but obviously like there are other songs on this album that, you know, trump it. But
yeah.
like, it is one of the most, like, to me at least, like, I have to sit down to listen to the song, right? I can't be doing things. I'm like, I'm like, this is SZA time. Like,
yeah,
I need
no,
to sit
100%.
And yeah.
100%. But like you said, like, this song, I think, is very popular within, like, the SZA community mm-hmm. And people who, like, very much, like, understand, like, the background of the song.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, like, the trumpets in the album are, like, Love Galore featuring mm-hmm. Travis Scott. That
very.
Song is just.
I know.
So good.
I know.
As well as Garden and yes. Broken Clocks and The Weeknd.
Yes.
The Weeknd was like, I don't know if it was like a Musical.ly hit or a TikTok hit.
I think it was.
Was it?
It
was totally Musical.ly.
Musical.ly, yeah.
Like 2017,
for sure.
Like the
yeah.
end of Musical.ly.
Yes, but also like I think that song got its popularity because of Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
That remix.
Exactly,
yeah,
that remix that they had.
Oh my God. I listened to that at least like once a day.
In
like,
your rave era.
Not also outside my rave era.
Oh god, I love that song.
That's so funny.
But anyway, moving on, we're gonna talk a little bit about the vinyl pressing, because mm-hmm. as you know, vinyl addict as always.
As you should.
But I didn't actually get this vinyl until recently, because they repressed it. Mm. But they stopped doing pressings after they released it, and she actually released a couple alternate pressings of it. Mm-hmm. The main one was a classic translucent green, which there were some complaints. And during the repress, because sometimes people were saying it's a little bit cloudy, it's like it's not exactly translucent. I don't care. I'm like, it's green, it's SZA's album,
a
I own it.
A vinyl is a vinyl.
A vinyl is a vinyl. But
yeah.
but she did press it. She had an exclusive pressing that was like a light blue, kind of like aqua color.
Cool.
Goes for like $300 on resale now, which is insane.
That's insane. But to be fair, it's
very sought after. It's an ISO for many. I mean, even for myself. Yeah. If I could get it, I would get it. But I don't have $300.
Just like, you know, minus the two zeros after the three. Then we can talk.
$3? We can talk. I can give you that in coins. So SZA's album.
What is crazy? Insert here.
Insert here. The little like cash bag. Like, give me my pennies.
Like a little coin bag. Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it. That's all you're going to get. SZA's album is a 2LP. It is a gatefold, which is awesome because look at this image inside.
Look at her. She's so beautiful. Look at her. Like, this entire, like, the cover is just so beautiful.
I just really like how she did, like, control. Like, not only, like, the actual word control and, like, that being, like, the main idea of, like, having control over your life and everything. But, like, the fact that she just did it, like, as a computer control. Like, C-T-R-L. Control.
Isn't that brilliant?
But, yeah, she had, like, this whole photo shoot with, like, retro computers and keyboards. And, I mean, she's just killing it. I mean, that's SZA.
Yeah.
And inside the vinyl, it comes with a little booklet that explains like the production and gives credits to like all the producers and everything.
Oh, that's cute.
And she has like also like little images. I don't know if she drew these.
Oh my God,
I want to say that maybe she did.
What is the story behind that? That looks so cool.
I know. And then she has like a kind of like a lithograph inside where she's like laying on like a bushes that say control.
I find that SZA likes to lie. As in, like, she likes to lie down and stretch her back a lot.
Oh, my God. I thought you were calling her a liar.
Oh, never.
I was just like, no. In some sense of her release dates, maybe.
Sure. We love you, SZA. Please
we love you. No, SZA. There's, like, some really quirky, cute drawings in the booklet.
That's cute.
I love it. I wish I could, like, you know, put it up in my wall, but I care for it too much.
I wish you could see it.
Oh, like, look here. Visual direction, graphic design, and packaging.
It's so cool. I love when like artists do this. Like they like mix things together, right?
Yeah.
It's like very professionally like, done, and you have like cartoons. Yeah.
When they put in effort into like the packaging of their vinyls, I love it. And the hype sticker looks also really good.
Yeah.
Like the whole album is just green. Like if you really want to know, it's like green
galore. It's a
beautiful
green. Yeah. Which makes like to me when I think maybe because it's like well we've seen the album so many times but like Control gives me green energy. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, just gives me green energy.
I might make a terrible pun right now, but like green love galore.
Well done, Ollie. Let's all start clapping. Take a minute for a moment of silence.
A moment of silence. Nobody's clapping. It's okay. But okay, I think we should play a little bit more of SZA because I mean, I'm shaking. I want to hear more SZA.
Yes, let's do it.
So Normal Girl.
Another banger. That's another song where I'm like, I need to sit down because, man, is that not only like melodically so beautiful, but like the lyrics in itself, again, it touches on the same themes as like Drew Barrymore, right? It's like you wanting someone, but like you changing yourself for somebody essentially, right? Or like you wanting to be someone else that you're not.
Kind of like a fantasy of like being in like a normative, in the norm.
Basically, which I actually love about SZA too because... Like, oh, sorry, I'm so overstimulated. They're doing Taekwondo, like, outside.
Sorry, there's, like, Clubs Day outside KITR station right now. And so, like, we can see everything outside and they can see us.
I was, like, trying to, like, be really deep. And then suddenly I see, like, a kick in the air.
Okay, let's get into Normal Girl. Yes. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is SZA with Normal Girl.
You know the way I pop my top, or how I lose my cool, or how I look. yourself, cause you can't figure your way out. Normal girl, how do you, babe?
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca. to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Hey Vancouver! For fans of Ocean Alley, Flip Turn, and Still Woozy, alt rockers Juice are bringing their signature blend of rock, pop, R&B, and hip-hop to the Biltmore Cabaret on February 3rd, with support from Hembry. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at admitone.com.
All right. So, are you a normal girl?
I wish. Don't even talk.
No, she's unique, guys. UNIQUE. Unique.
Are you a normal girl, Ollie?
That's a good question.
I sense hesitation.
I think I can maybe say I'm neat.
It's the SZA effect. No, I'm joking. It's like, Ollie, we're on air, by the way.
We're on air. I know. I was like, how do I describe myself on air, guys? But anyway.
What even is a normal girl? Explain that concept to me, Ollie.
I feel like she was just kind of saying, like, this normal girl is just kind of unattainable.
Yeah, it's like that high school archetype, right? It's
yeah.
Like, you know, that popular girl everyone likes, and like your hair is perfect and like all that kind of stuff.
You're just perfect in every way.
Yeah.
Which is just,
I feel like you fit into that category. At least right now.
Oh.
I don't know you from before. I'm kidding. I feel like you're a normal girl across all years.
10-10-10s across the board.
10-10-10s, exactly.
Yeah. But again, another vulnerable song.
Mm-hmm.
She really just puts it out there.
Literally.
I feel like, I don't know, but whenever I hear The Normal Girl, I always kind of think of Billie Eilish's song, Male Fantasy.
Oh my God.
Just kind of like the same message.
Yes,
like this,
that's
like,
such
fantasy
a good parallel. Like, yeah,
being,
yeah.
Trying to be stereotypical, I guess.
Yeah, it's also, do you know when she wrote this song? Well, I guess like it released in 2017, but do you know how old she was?
I mean, I would probably say she wrote in, like, 2015.
Right?
She released in 2017,
you know,
like, 2015, like, 2016.
You know how old she would be in that time? Because is she writing from, like, a current perspective, or is she writing from, like,
she was probably, like, in her mid-20s.
Okay, yeah.
Like, maybe early mid-20s.
Okay, that makes sense, because I was like, to be that introspective, like, when you're going through that kind of stuff, it's actually insane, right? Like, I think, like, there's, like, the lyric, you know, like, I wish I was that type of girl to, like, bring home to your mama. I was like, that's, like, everyone understands that, you know what I mean? At least for me, like, obviously, okay, like, the audience can't see, but I'm Chinese. So, I'm like, to me, like your parents' approval is kind of a big thing, right?
It is
and
a
I
big
feel
thing.
Like across cultures too, like, it is quite big, like, you know, wanting to be able to bring home somebody that your family can be proud of. And no matter how much you want to admit it, it's like, that's still, like, it's a big factor, right? It's like, no, like, I would, well, I like, I can argue, like, oh, yeah, like, it's not that big of a deal, but like, somewhere in your soul you're like, yeah, I kind of want them to like you know, that kind of thing. So like when she sings that, I'm just like, wow, like to be in that space where like you want somebody and it's like you're thinking it so hard that you're like, I like want you and I want your family to like
yeah.
me. That's so stressful. Like, I don't know about you, but like to me I was like, oh man, oh, I'd be overwhelmed so fast.
No, 100%. No, I totally see that. Like, even just the repetition, like, throughout the whole song, obviously she says normal girl, like, 1,000 times. But, like you mentioned, like, be proud of. Like, she says that a couple times. Like, be proud of, be proud of. And something I also, like, I again, I could be overanalyzing the song. But like in the beginning, you know how like you can hear like those drums, like the psh,
yes, psh, psh. Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like it kind of sounds like punches. Like, you know when you like punch something or like a sound effects of a punch?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do and I'm just that? Like, yeah. I don't know if she thought of that, but like I thought of that and I'm just like, wow, like what?
Yeah, yeah.
What an imagery of like, you know, being punched and like shit.
Or what an intro. Yeah, yeah. Literally as the song played, Ollie was like, oh my God. Like he was doing the little hand thing. And yeah. I was like, that's exactly what my mind is doing too. I'm just like, what an intro. Like,
love that song.
What a good like segue into the song. And I think also it's like, it's SZA does a really good job with speed.
Yeah,
I think for her songs, it's like her songs are like at such a good pace that you can enjoy it melodically and you can understand the lyrics too.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like obviously there are some songs that are way like much faster than others, but like for Normal Girl, like I think the pace of it is perfect. Like I don't know, the way it flows, I'm like, this makes sense to me. Like you're able to like understand the story, but you're also able to enjoy it like and sway to it a little
bit. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
She's respecting the flow of the message that she's trying to convey.
Yeah, like she's not rushing it.
At all.
Like, you know,
no.
She's like, understand it if you do, if you don't, well, you're just Normal Girl, I
guess. I think that also just dabbles into the genre of like R&B itself. Because I feel like a lot of R&B music, like the main point is like to convey a message, to like transmit a message.
100%.
Because I feel like most sad music is like either alternative or like R&B. Yeah.
And you can argue like if you don't understand Normal Girl, then there's 100% chance that you are that Normal Girl. So then you don't get it.
There you go. And then you can kind of work it out there.
Yeah, there you go.
But I feel like we're going to get into the last song that we're going to play today off of SZA's album, which is the last song of the album when it was originally released before the deluxe. 20-something.
Chills.
I feel like we're only playing sad music today.
I know. It's okay.
I promise there's like some other songs.
Okay. We're chugging water too. Along the process, you know?
It's okay. We're hydrating.
Yeah. You know? It's really hard to hold in the tears.
Yeah. But like we mentioned, 20-something is a song that took until like we got into our 20s to like understand.
And we're
like,
still understanding too.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to lie. Like when I turned 19, by the way, I'm 20. But like when I turned 19... And you like, you know, you get into that legal age. It's like, it's all fun and games and everything.
Very
but I think it wasn't until I turned 20 that I started noticing. I was like, I'm going into adulthood.
Yeah.
And
it's a slap in the face, right?
It's a bit of a wake-up call.
It is. Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
I know.
Like, even right now, my stomach is like kind of like moving around because I'm like 20, guys.
Don't worry. You're in the beginning process. For people like me, we have some things to worry about. I'm kidding.
But let's show the audience a bit what 20-something is and then like maybe talk about it a bit more. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is SZA with 20-something.
How you ain't say it was moving forward? Honesty hurts when you're getting older. I gotta say I miss the way you need me, Why you ain't say you was getting bored? Why you ain't say I was falling short? How you leave me out so far away? How could it be 20-something all alone still? Not a thing in my name. Ain't got nothing running from love, only no fear. That's me, Miss 20-something. Ain't got nothing running from love. Wish you were here. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. God bless these 20-somethings.
God bless them, God bless them, God bless them.
Hoping my 20-somethings won't end. Hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying the 20-somethings don't kill me. Kill me. So long to separate. I feel it's permanent, like a riptide. This time, waves crashing fast. I try. Think of the past, please stay. How could it be 20-something all alone? Still not a phone in my name. Ain't got nothing. Running from love, only no fear. That's me, Miss 20-something. Ain't got nothing. Running from love, wish you were here. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Stuck in them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. Good luck on them 20-somethings. Oh, God bless.
hoping something won't end. Hoping to keep the rest of my friends. Praying to 20 somethings don't kill me. Kill me.
It's an illusion. I don't want to wake up. I'm going to hang on to it, because the alternative is an abyss. It's just a hole, a darkness, and nothingness. Who wants that? You know. So that's what I think about control, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That was beautiful, mommy. That was perfect.
All right, welcome back. If you didn't know, throughout the whole album of Control, SZA uses her mom as a voice in the background to give a couple messages of inspiration, or I guess some, like, morals, I guess.
Yeah.
And it either, like, I think it either starts off the song or ends the song. I think most of the time it ends the song.
Yeah, I love that. I love that she uses, like, interludes. Like, that's such a beautiful thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, under the actual album, it's not actually titled an interlude, but it's, like, it's just
yeah, like, some interlude. Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, that was 20-something. Mm-hmm. I feel like as much as, like, the message behind it is, like, you know how you struggle a lot in your 20s? She also, like, says that she doesn't want it to end, like, the 20s.
And that's such a, I feel like for you and I, we can really resonate with that. Obviously, you're just entering your 20s, right? And, like, I'm no veteran, but, like, I've been here for, like, you know, a couple years. But, yeah, like, it's something that I think about all the time, right? Mm-hmm. It's, like, you have so many, like, it's such, like, it's a script. Do you know what I mean? Like, when people, like, when you enter your 20s, like, there's always messages of, like, oh, yeah, like, you should live your life to the fullest. But then you also have the other side of, like, no, you should be really figuring out who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. And, like, not everyone goes through that entire trajectory. You know what I mean? But I feel like she hits a very good point of, like, just, like, not knowing who you are and, like, not knowing what space you want to enter, right? And also, like, she also hits a great point of, like, everyone matures in such a different way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, some people mature so much faster and they seem to have their life together. Whereas, like, you're just like, I just want a McNugget. Like, you know what I mean?
You're just like, damn it, Christine, I'm actually hungry right now.
I'm so sorry. I'll get you a McNugget later. So you're on that side?
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding.
Oh, whoa.
I'm kidding. I say it with love. But you know what I mean, right?
No, I know what you mean, yeah.
Sometimes it's like, it's just a vibe. But yeah. I totally understand where she's coming from, where you're just like, yeah, like, I don't want to leave my 20s. Mm-hmm. Or like, I do want to leave my 20s. Like, you just don't know.
A bit like of in, like, denial.
Yeah, that you're in, like, a really pivotal stage of your life.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Things change a lot in your 20s, and I think you and I can speak about that.
Deep breaths.
It's like, for context, Ollie's on the floor. He's holding the mic.
Oh my God. Guys, the visuals are insane right now. Just really try and picture it. But anyway, yeah, that was 20-something. That concludes our music for the day. Mm-hmm. But before we do move on to our artist, let's talk a little bit about her concerts. SZA's concerts.
Oh, my God. Life-changing.
So you went to the SOS tour.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
No regrets, man.
Last year.
Yeah.
March 18th?
It was in March 18th? For sure. Yeah.
Mid-March?
I think it was like mid-March. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was my first concert of the 2023 year.
I think I peaked that time.
Uh-huh.
After seeing SZA, I was like, I cried, I cheered, lost my voice, called it a day.
Where were you?
I was in the lower bowl. So when I bought the tickets, there was massive regret.
Did you go with Sam?
No.
Oh.
I went with another friend. Mm. Shout out to Michelle.
Ooh.
yeah, we're huge SZA fans. And when we heard that she was coming, we were literally like, okay, spare no expense. But then when we click purchase, we were like, oh, we should have spared some expense. Like, it was expensive, but no regrets. Like, literally, if you're in this, like, cusp of, like, should I buy it? Buy it.
Buy
she's
it.
A great performer. Her production's insane. Like, she's just a great artist.
Yeah.
Period.
For context, she came to Vancouver to Rogers Arena, which is, like, a pretty big, you know, venue.
Mm-hmm.
But were you, like, side lower bowl, or were you, like, back
I was
lower bowl?
More of the back side, if that makes sense.
Kind of like diagonal.
Kind of, yeah.
Fair enough.
Where were you?
Okay, so here's the thing. The tickets went on sale in December.
Yeah.
I remember being, like, mid-final season, but I had, like, time to buy them.
Yeah.
And I was with my friend, and I was very indecisive. I was like, should I buy them? Should I not? Should I buy them? Should I not? Actually, I ended up going with my friend Leela.
Oh, I know. Shout out to her. Iconic. We love her. Icon.
And I told her, I was like, we're going. And she's like, yeah. Like, she wasn't, like, really super into SZA, but, like, we're going to be. Like, we're going to get there.
Oh, 100%.
And, yeah, we actually, I'm going to say the price of my tickets, because, like, it was one of the cheapest concerts I've ever been to.
Really? Where were you seeing it?
$83.
$83? Where the hell do you find... Oh, sorry. Where the heck do you find these tickets?
I found them... It was like a Rogers, like, deal. Like the Rogers mobile.
So smart.
It was an exclusive ticket. It was $83. We were Upper Bowl. I'm not going to lie. We were Upper Bowl, but Upper Bowl middle.
That's good.
So like a little zoom in on the iPhone didn't kill anyone.
No. But also like for concerts, it's like you just need to be in that arena.
Yeah.
Right? Just be in the arena. Be in that space.
I could feel the bass. I was vibrating from afar. Literally. I was like when Low came on and I was
from
like...
From SZA or something I was like, else.
Hold on. I was like, when Low like dropped, I was like, oh. Like, you know, like a slow motion kind of movie effect. I was like, waves.
Yeah. And like her, also her production was insane. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Mm-hmm. You went for Gone Girl when she was on that little submarine thing. My anxiety went up, but I was like, you slay, girly.
Did she also play Notice Me there?
No, I don't think
so. Am I crazy?
Did she?
Because she talked about her engagement.
She did. She did. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my God. Sorry. That concert was a long gone for me. But
that concert was a dream.
It was a dream.
I went through every emotion. Yeah.
And I love going to concerts because it makes me love music, like their music a lot more. Or like there's certain songs where I'm like, oh, I didn't realize I'd vibe to this, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
Holy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obviously it was for the SOS, but like there were a couple songs where like even Gone Girl, like I didn't listen to it that much, but I was like, after that like concert, I was like, oh my God, it was on repeat for me.
Yeah. Like personally, so like I, out of all SOS, and I might get hate off of this, but I didn't really like F2F.
Interesting.
But like live, it's like a rock song. So I was like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
you live, can vibe. This goes crazy. 100%.
But like even now, it's like I kind of skip it every now and then.
Yeah. But I also love that she played a lot of like, not a lot, but like a couple of Control songs too.
She played quite a bit.
It was like 40-60. Yeah. And it's like really nice too because I think a lot of people obviously found SZA through Kill Bill, right?
Yeah.
Which is like, makes sense. It's a banging song. But like it gave like, like, I remember, like, talking to some people who also went to that concert and was like, oh, I really love Drew Barrymore. And I'm like, oh, you've never heard of that song. That's so interesting.
But like, pause.
I was like, you don't understand what that song did to me during that concert. I literally was like, you're so right, SZA. Like, oh, my God, is it warm outside? I don't know.
I will forever be jealous of the people who went to go see the Control Tour in the Commodore Ballroom.
I know. And the fact that I heard those tickets were going for, like, $30.
Don't even.
I was like, gag.
We're going to cut it there.
Yeah.
I know.
Anyway, shut down. Show's over.
Anyway. So SZA, I think she has a couple music festivals lined up this year, which is super exciting. Mm-hmm. And one of them being Oshiega, which I already got Christine in my back pocket. I'm taking her with me no matter what happens.
No, but me feral.
She's headlining Oshiega this year in Montreal.
Very excited.
And you best believe I'm going to be there.
Oh, absolutely. Front
I'm
row?
I'm flying out.
Yeah. We're going to be tenting. I don't care.
With what money? I don't know.
No. But you know what?
But that's not
money
a problem.
Comes back to you, right?
Exactly.
If you see those TikToks.
SZA does not. I need SZA to come a little bit more. If she came more often, I'd be like, maybe think about it.
I know. But no. She's one of those artists where it's like, you just want to see her again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I love that she's actually getting so much like spotlight. She's touring so much. She's performing so much, right? She was in New York, right, for like a little bit too. And I was like, man, like that free concert she did. Did you see?
Can she bring it to Canada?
Literally, I was like, you're telling me all these people
free.
Got to see her for free.
And they got a snippet of Lana.
I know. I was like gagged. I was like, maybe I should move.
I was like, I need to move.
I'll relocate.
I'll pay that like skyrocketing rent for a cubicle.
For SZA?
For SZA?
Free?
Uh-huh. I was like, that'll be the price of my ticket. But like, we don't talk about that.
Oh,
that
my girl
exist.
Was doing charity work out there. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't there to see it.
But anyway, that concludes our SZA talk for today. Because we need to get into Huna, an artist that I discovered who's Canadian.
I'm so excited.
She is born in North York, Toronto. I actually originally read that as New York, but I was just like, wait, that doesn't make sense. But yeah, she's Canadian. And she started doing music, I think, just for fun.
Love it.
And she just took it professionally. Mm-hmm. I think she's taking a break right now, or she's like she's trying to debate if she wants to keep doing it or not. But I loved her album Unloved. It's under the genre of contemporary R&B, and I want to play a couple songs and just kind of get your vibe off of them.
Let's
and
do
see
it.
what you think of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is Huna with Unloved. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio Show.
Is brewed fresh and served fresh in the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Chers organismes d'art et de culture au Canada, le programme de placement étudiant du Conseil des ressources humaines du secteur culturel offre encore des subventions salariales. Un appel de 2 minutes, un formulaire en ligne de 20 minutes et vous pourriez recevoir une subvention de quelques 1000 $ en moins de 2 semaines. Si vous avez eu ou si vous prévoyez engager des étudiants de niveau postsecondaire, trouvez-nous sur le web par un moteur de recherche en tapant CRHSC suivi de PPE accent aigu. À bientôt!
Fun Drive 2024 is right around the corner, and this February is the perfect time to say yes to CITR and all it has to offer. Visit donatetocitr.ca right now, make a donation, and then claim your prizes. For a $30 donation, you'll receive a CITR earplug case. $60 gets you a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo. A donation of $101.90 scores you specialized marble dice and a song dedication on Valentine's Day.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A $200 donation will get you an engagement ring 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. $500 and you'll be sporting a nifty Just Married sweatsuit. And for a grand donation of $1,000, you'll get to host your own show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Testing, testing. Is this thing on?
And remember, all prize tiers include their specific prizes, plus all the prizes from lesser tiers. That means for an $1,000 donation to CITR, you will receive an earplug case, a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo, marble dice, a Valentine's Day song dedication.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. A fashionable Just Married sweatsuit. And of course, your own show on the station.
All right, here we go.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes and visit donatetocitr.ca today and help us reach our goal of $20,000.
All right, welcome back. So that was Huna with Unloved. What do you think of the R&B? Isn't it very R&B?
It's so R&B. It's also like what you were like, we were just talking when we were listening to the song, but like Ollie was like, oh yeah, it's very layered. Like you can hear so many different layers of the song. And I think I love when songs do that because it's just like so many different, like, I don't know, there's just so many things to like pay attention to. I think her like lyrics were really like hard hitting too. Like they were good lyrics.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah. And sorry.
No.
Yeah, no. What you were saying about how it reminds you of like Summer Walker a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I hear it.
Like at first, it's like I heard one of her songs of her newer EP, but we're not doing that one today. We're doing Unloved that was released in 2021. She just released one in October 2023. Mm. But I was listening to that one and it reminded me a lot of SZA, but I guess this one's like a little bit different.
Yeah.
This one sounds more like Summer Walker.
It does. But again, I see.
So like Summer Walker and SZA are like have always like collaborated and like been kind of like a thing. So
yeah. It's kind of like a baby.
Yeah.
Right? If Summer Walker and SZA had a baby, it would be Huna.
Yeah. And then like Huna is also, I also thought like it was like a bit of like early Beyonce, like kind of like Destiny's Child. Ooh. With those harmonies.
Oh my God. I literally was like thinking that too. I was like, this is giving like Beyonce, Kelly Rowland, like energy. I was like, oh my God. Yes. It's giving like, yes. That's literally exactly where my mind went. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, I think we should just keep listening to a little bit of Huna before we do have to wrap up the show. Just by the way that after the show ends today, we are continued with the Eclectic Lunch Dave presents at 12. So make sure to stick around and, you know, listen in, tune in to the show. But now we're going to play another song off of her album Unloved, and it's going to be About Me. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Huna with About Me.
Do you know that I
I've been painting this play by play of why you're not into me, why I'm so incomplete, babe. I peel away the layers of it day by day, getting to the root of me, so tired of the misery.
All right, welcome back. It is 11:59, and thus that means that we're concluding Discali for today. Christine,
yay!
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I
this
really
is so
appreciate.
Much fun.
Oh, if you want to come on again and talk about
oh
another
God.
Album,
yes, let me think about it.
I'm always in the yeah. look for
oh,
people.
Talking to
come
you
on.
Is always such a lovely time. So thanks for having me.
Of course, Christine. We're gonna log off with playing one of Huna's last songs, just for like the minute that we have left, or like the I think 30 seconds. No, 20 seconds. So you know what? Actually, I'll just leave it up to you guys. You guys can listen to the rest of Huna. And yeah, just, you know, discover her a bit more. Thank you so much for tuning in to Discali. And I hope you have a great rest of your day and the rest of your weekend. And I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.